Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Hey there, it's Kelly Rossman McKinney subbing for Jack Ebling on the Ebling and You Show. Friday, December 3rd, 1320 WILS. Jack will be back on the show on Wednesday. We just had an interesting conversation with Tim Calkins, who's got a company, Working Habitat, that kind of brings engineers looking for jobs to folks who are looking for engineers in kind of a virtual world. Now we got the real deal on the line, meaning it's not just virtual, it's reality. We got Bob Shearer, who is the director of the Capital Area Manufacturing Council. It's part of Capital Area Michigan Works. Bob, thanks for joining us on Friday night.
Good evening, Kelly. Pleased to be here.
Yeah. Hey, I want to talk with you a little bit about the challenges of workforce development and how we can really make the very best work environment possible for our local manufacturers. What can we do? What are we doing in Lansing that will really help stabilize the manufacturing base, create even more manufacturing jobs? And what kinds of things are the Capital Area Manufacturing Council doing?
Well, in my experience, most companies don't have sufficient training budgets, so we try to help those companies provide all the skilled workers that they need. One aspect of it is recruitment of new workers, but a lot of the emphasis is on training. We go after and secure training grants to help manufacturers. A lot of it's upskilling existing workers, but some of it is to provide skills for new hires. Last year, we were able to secure about a couple $100,000, and we provided training in for quality technicians, lean manufacturing, machinist training, computer numerical control, welding, PLC, on and on and on. So we do place a lot of emphasis on training to help workers or get the skills they need and supply the companies with the workers they need.
Now, one of the things Lansing's known for is really a quality workforce, especially in the area of automotive. Now, are there a lot of those folks who are still out there looking for work, or has all of the new announcements by GM brought those folks back into the workforce?
I would say most, manufacturing has rebounded pretty well here in this town. We're up about 2,000 jobs from a year ago, and it's really driving the recovery here in the Lansing area. Most of that employment increase are recalls from people that have been laid off. There are a few out there smattering here and there. The problem is, you know, the environment is different, and so the people that remain unemployed may not have the skills that are necessary or required by the companies doing the hiring. For example, the number of job openings in machining and computer numerical control have exploded in the last few months, and I'm pretty well convinced there's a skill shortage. So the council, along with Lansing Community College, is about to form an industry task force to put together our resources to see how we might address that skill shortage in machining.
Yeah, and part of your job really is to identify those gaps and then work with folks like Lansing Community College and President Brent Knight and his team to kind of fill those gaps, right?
Absolutely, and we're particularly fortunate. In order to have a well-trained workforce, you have to have a community college with technical training offerings. And the facility at the West Campus has some of the best training instructors and equipment available. The machining center there is particularly spectacular. So that helps contribute to the quality of the workforce here. It's very vital that we have that resource available to us.
It's so great that you said that and you gave a shout out to LCC. I know President Knight would be very happy about that. Now, Bob, I understand that you're part of, or at least joining forces with, this I Make America campaign, this national campaign that the Association of Equipment Manufacturers is putting together to really raise awareness about the importance of manufacturing and to promote policies that will help grow our manufacturing industry. Do you see some barriers to manufacturing in the United States right now?
Well, Yeah, I guess that list is too long. I'll limit it to the infrastructure issue. That does have an impact in this area. We are a metal bending town. We make equipment. We have lots of companies that make automation equipment that allows companies to produce heavy equipment. We have suppliers to such companies as Caterpillar and John Deere. There are machine builders in town, so it would have an impact in this area if there was an increased focus on infrastructure development in the United States, no question.
And that would really help support our manufacturers. You know, we've got some tremendous manufacturers in the area. Demmer, in particular, I know Spartan Motors, really strong manufacturers. But I'm also very mindful of the folks who are no longer in business. I think in particular of somebody like Ken Patenji and the Wohlert Corporation that was a staple and anchor in our community for years and, you know, is no longer in existence in any way, shape, or form. So it sounds to me that this I Make America campaign, and folks can get on the website. It's www.imakeamerica.com to get more information about how important that manufacturing industry is. It sounds to me like there are some things, even in Lansing, and I love your phrase, a metal-bending town. It sounds like it ought to be our new slogan, that can really help manufacturers succeed. And I know that at the Capital Area Manufacturing Council, you're working really, really hard to make sure that our manufacturers are in the most successful environment possible by bringing about the very best training, et cetera. So how can folks get more information from you?
Well, you can probably the easiest way is to mention the website, CAMC Online, camconline.org, and that's how they can get a hold of me to learn more about the Manufacturing Council and get involved.
Terrific. I want to thank our guest, Bob Shearer, who's with the Michigan Manufacturing, Lansing Capital Area Manufacturing Council, and we will be back. We've got a break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Thanks so much, Bob.